The martini's good. Thank you very much.
Oh my god, you're welcome. Fresh ocean water.
My favorite.
I can't believe we just kind of like did this on the fly. Well, keep a bottle of vodka here.
Not anymore.
We're already rolling though.
Okay, go ahead, Sierra. Start us off.
Hey, y'all.
Say hello to the people.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode. What if I sung our entrance?
Yes.
Could you imagine? Welcome to another episode. Because codependents are back. Hello. Oh. That's it. That's all it is.
Hey. I dig that.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
I'm kind of like a dark child type of girl. You know that.
Dark child, no, no.
Make it like a little R&B hit.
Wait a minute. Don't let season two come. We might have a intro with us singing on it.
We are already in our season two, aren't we?
No, May.
Oh, you're calling a full year season.
Yeah.
Got it.
May what?
Like 10th?
I was going to say 7th.
You don't even know our anniversary?
I actually looked it up the other day because I try to know these things, but obviously it meant nothing.
Yeah, I think it's May 10th if you go back to. It could be May 5th, though. It's something odd. Or, I mean, even. Sometimes 5 flies as like an even number to me. Mm. Increments of 5.
All right. What are we doing tonight?
Okay, listen. First of all, first things first. Did you listen to Beyoncé's album?
Yeah, I mean.
First of all, I shouldn't be asking you this, but I know. Am.
Yeah, of course I did. I didn't. I wasn't like a full stan. I didn't wait up till 12.
No.
I didn't do all of that. I was feeling sick that day. I went to bed early. I woke up in the morning, listened when I was ready.
Okay.
Did the same thing with Renaissance too, though.
Yeah.
Because I just.
I think staying up till 12 is a kind of a bit of a.
The thing is, I always am up till 12, but to then dedicate my life to like being alert, I was like.
Yeah, no. We're not staying up till 12 listening to albums. Have you ever stayed up to 12 to listen to an album?
Hell no.
No, because then if the album is an hour long, you got to stay.
Up till 1.
Yeah, no. That's crazy. Okay, so thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, favorite songs.
Ooh, okay. Let me pull up the list.
Because I feel like.
I know what I don't like more than I know what I like.
Okay.
I will say I'm really, really proud of Beyoncé.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like she's my friend, but I just
but
feel
you know
like
her. You know her.
I feel like I do know her, and yeah. I really have been riding with this woman for like
years.
25 years of my life, and it's really cool to see her go into a new space and just like do it with a lot of swag, and like
yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for what it's doing for Black people. Like, I'm just like a very proud Black woman with this album being out.
Yeah. I think that she's definitely like an innovator, and like this is like a real, it's really interesting to see her kind of take over in this space and like, mm-hmm. especially in the country world where she was not welcomed. So,
yes.
I'm here for revenge, bitch.
But I don't even really feel like it's revenge because it's like so much better. It's a side eye. The lyrics tell you she's here to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what's country, like, this isn't country
enough?
You thought
that you weren't going to welcome me at the CMAs?
Right.
Funny. Joke's on you, bitches.
I would even
when I am taking over.
Your charts?
The charts. Why is that so hard for me to say?
It's okay.
When I'm dominating your charts, your country charts.
Like, how does it
feel? Cry.
Yeah. Favorites. Well, I don't know.
Okay, my favorite, Most Wanted.
With Miley.
I
great song.
I not only am I obsessed with Miley Cyrus.
Same, like I've always been a Miley fan.
I have loved her even through Wrecking Ball.
Oh,
I have loved her when she chopped her hair off.
We can't
had these
stop
crazy
with still
tattoos.
A bop.
I have
the tongue
loved.
Out. Remember when Miley Cyrus was on tour and it opened with her mouth opening and then she slid down her tongue?
Yes. Like, wow, what a memory. Yes, I do.
Iconic.
Yeah. Miley will forever and always. I've been rocking with Miley since Hannah Montana.
I never watched Hannah Montana, but I've always liked,
you get the best of both worlds.
I was going to say,
mix it all together. You know you get the best of both worlds.
Are you not a little old for Hannah Montana?
No.
Okay.
Don't forget, I'm 28.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, because I was like, my sister is your age, and she was watching Hannah Montana. All
right. I love Hannah Montana.
Do you fuck with Rap Beyonce?
Rap?
Rap Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like most things that Beyonce does.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like when she does, like, her little rock shit. Like, Don't Hurt Yourself is one of my favorite Beyonce songs because I can see myself saying that shit to a man one day and being like, who the fuck do you think I am?
Mm-hmm. I, like, couldn't find the Hannah Montana
song. You ain't married
song,
to we'll... no average bitch boy. That shit is iconic. Watch this fat ass twist boy as
Wait,
I bounce to the next
that?
Dick boy. As I bounce to the next dick boy. Are you kidding?
That's tough.
That's a tough couple days
for whoever she's talking to.
And to me, I'm like, I'm here with that energy. You
what
know
song
that
is
song?
That?
It's Don't Hurt Yourself. It's on Lemonade right after, like, when everything came out, you know, and she said, who the fuck do you think I am?
Mm.
You ain't married to no average bitch boy. And when she says, try that shit again, you're going to lose your wife. I felt that shit in my soul. I wish she did
I
leave
need to
him.
Go back and listen to Lemonade.
I'm still over here wishing she did leave him, but it's all right.
Mm. That's...
Okay.
I have thoughts on that, actually. But, okay, favorite song?
Yes.
Obviously, the Miley one, Most Wanted.
Yep.
Blackbird.
I've always loved Blackbird. I don't think people... I'm happy that people now realize the meaning behind Blackbird, because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like they did before.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
John Lennon?
Yes.
Paul McCartney? Paul McCartney.
I'm pretty sure it's Paul.
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney wrote it.
Yeah.
As an ode.
Well, desegregation of schools.
And they had to send the National Guard to let these black kids into the school, which is insane. And bird is girl, means girl, I guess, in the UK. Yeah, so he wrote it as Black Girl Be Free.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brought in Tanner Ardell, which I love her. I don't know if you've heard Buckle Bunny on
I'm actually
on
not
TikTok.
A Buckle Bunny fan.
I love it. I love her. I think she's great.
I think I'm, like, here for her. I'm not here for Buckle Bunny.
Hey, well, in a few weeks, you'll be seeing me at the Mini Mart.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's part of the song. I'm in the Mini Mart.
I know, I get that, but are you going to the Mini Mart?
I'm going to Stagecoach.
Okay.
She's going to be at Stagecoach.
All right.
So, yeah, buckle up.
Okay, what are the favorites?
Protector.
I love Protector. Protector makes me want to have a baby. Like, it really makes me want to be that for a person.
Aww.
Like, I wish...
That's really sweet.
That, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's not supposed to slight anyone, but I feel like I haven't seen that type of relationship in my life, and I would, like, almost love to, like, emulate that song in my own life type of thing. I'm not going to get pregnant, but, like, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, I just took a sip of my drink.
Is it strong?
It was a little strong.
Well, that's for later, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. Wrong time. That's really sweet, though. I like that. That's
I think
nice.
It's a beautiful song, and everyone's saying, like, thank God Protector's out now, because now we can retire Daughters by John Mayer for, like, the wedding song for, like, father-daughter dances slash love.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's that.
I don't think songs get retired when they're, like, no. Mm-mm. Ooh, what is your wedding song, if it would be? Just your wedding song. It had to be, like, your father-daughter dance.
Like, to sing, to, like, dance with my man?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just seems so far-fetched for my life. I can't tell
you. But
you
never thought about that? Like,
no. No, I never thought about a wedding song. I feel like even when I was engaged and we did start planning, it wasn't, like, we didn't have a song. There's nothing that comes to mind that would be, like, I want to... Like, I feel like it would... Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Chris, do you have a wedding song?
No, I don't, but I was going to say white people love Tennessee whiskey. Chris Stapleton, every wedding.
I mean,
Tennessee
I love
whiskey.
Chris Stapleton.
That is
but that's
mind-boggling.
So, like,
why
basic.
Is it mind-boggling?
That's mind-boggling.
Why?
That seems...
It's in every wedding.
I mean,
I'm
I get it.
You.
You're as sweet as Tennessee whiskey, but, like, honey, come on. We can do so much better.
No,
than this.
I agree.
That,
but that's the one.
That
like
is.
Every...
That is. Okay, mine
Look,
is.
I was like, I know you have it, so just tell us.
I know. I'm like, are y'all ready for this? Mine is "By Your Side" by Sade.
Okay. Oh, where you go? Oh, she gonna play it. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm not mad.
You know, "By Your Side."
I don't know.
This
you
song.
Think I, this first off, I didn't know. I just learned that Sade was born in Nigeria.
Oh, I didn't know that either. This song. Oh, I'll cry right now.
Let me ask you this, though. What if your man doesn't want this song? Too bad.
It's not about him.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
This is about him, though.
I know, but I just wanted to make sure I understood that properly.
Listen, she gets... This is like... If only you could see into me. This is... this. You talk about romance?
No, I dig that. This is
like, it's sexy, it's beautiful, it's loving. Like, it's a good song.
She says, and when you're cold, I'll be there, hold you tight to me. When you're on the outside and you can't get in, I will show you you're so much better than you know. Mm. When you're lost and you're alone and you can't get back again, I will find you, darling. I will bring you home.
Mm. When you say the lyrics, like, honestly, I think we just need a Sierra version. We'll be good.
Ah, man, that shit.
It hits.
This song is, that's respect. The core.
No,
anyway.
That song is fire. I like that.
Okay,
if
so.
You, in case you needed one.
We're going to do.
Permission, you can steal it if you want. I got some more, too, lined up if you also are feeling dry on that side, too.
Mm.
All right, moving on.
What are we here to do today, Sierra?
Okay, so I poured a little drink. And some cups. I made my special.
In my cup.
Kirko Bangs. Kirko Bangs. Okay, so we're doing a game again, y'all. Truth or drink, but really not truth or drink. We're playing CP time. And what's that? Black card revoked. I made them my signature martini.
I haven't even like brought it near
and
my...
And it tastes like ocean water, good and briny.
There are things that are floating in it, and I would like to
well,
know...
Well, that's not my fault. That's from the olive juice.
Okay, I was like, what is that? Ooh, yeah, that's Lord, that's juice. Looking scary.
Cheers. Mmm. Mmm. It's a little spicy.
What? I really do respect your drinking, making skills. However,
hate's coming. Hate incoming.
Look at that transition.
You've got hate.
However.
However, I'm not a dirty martini.
Wait, no. That should be a button.
You've got hate.
You've got hate.
All right, I'm just going to shut up. Let's play the game, Sierra.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, sorry. You can shit on my drink. I don't care.
It's not you. It's not a you.
No,
it has nothing to do with you. It's just like I don't drink dirty martinis
no,
as
totally.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like it feels a little polarizing right
like
now.
You don't like olives.
Right.
Yeah, so like.
So to me, I'm just drinking like olive juice and Grey Goose and I'm having trouble.
Totally. No,
but,
I get it.
But I'm here for the sake of the game.
You can switch off. Cider and.
All right, so start us off then.
Okay.
Wait, actually. Can I start us off?
Yeah, go for it.
Because this is, I don't even know what game this is. This is from Black Card Revoked, which apparently I need to redeem myself from the last time.
Are we going
to
go back and forth or?
I just wanted to do this one and then I figured you could have the rest.
No, I feel like we can go back and forth.
All right. So according to Mama, a good man will walk out of your life. Why? He's already laughing.
No, I'm right. Yeah.
A good man will walk out of your life if you blank.
A good man. What's that?
First off, exactly. Do you know anything?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Wait,
is that?
Can I just say that some... I'm going to save that, actually. Okay. So
man.
If you, A, don't cook, B, keep a filthy house, C, don't respect yourself, or D, don't give him any. First off, is your mama saying you better give him some? One? Like...
Literally, no.
Never. But what do you think, like, what would your answer be in this regard?
All of them.
But isn't cooking, like, joint effort? Isn't keeping a clean house joint? Like, do
yeah,
I, like,
totally.
Am I cleaning up after you?
Can you read the options again?
If you A, don't cook, B, keep a filthy house, C, don't respect yourself, or D, don't give him any Chris.
I think don't respect yourself is a huge one.
To me, that's number one, but.
Yeah, Chris?
If you're in the courting phase and I walk into your house and it's dirty, I'm walking directly back out. So we're not getting to like
you're
the
not even
going to, no.
You won't
okay,
even
what's
do
dirty?
The do.
And there, yeah, there's levels to it, but like if I go, I went, like, I visited my friend out in San Diego a year or two
my
ago.
My friend.
No, I'm getting... Just relax. Relax.
No, sorry. No, we need to grow up. Yeah, relax. Sorry. Let's fall in love. Oh, my bad.
She had a very beautiful roommate.
Okay.
Wait, but your friend that you were visiting was a girl to begin with.
Yeah, they're both girls.
Interesting that you went across country to visit a woman. But
he probably had other business there.
Anyway, so I get there. We're talking like frat house. We're talking like couches concaved in, bed frame. One of their bed frames was concaved in. Shit all over the place. Cat living in the house. It's bad.
Oh,
bad
that's
wrong
news.
With the cat, though.
I said, nah, I'm good.
So you did not pursue anything with the roommate.
I'm good.
Did you stay there?
Yeah.
So you stayed there.
But were you attracted to the roommate originally, and then you were like,
yes,
because I knew
very much
lived-
so. Still am, but no. And she got work done since then, too.
But because
I still am, no.
I feel like if I were a man, if I were a woman, I would leave. If I were a man, I'm already there. It's like, I feel like it doesn't take much to, like, get it popping type of thing. I might as well just, like, do it and then
leave.
He
didn't say you didn't sleep with her, though.
I didn't.
You did.
Did not.
You did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I thought he kind of
but
implied
you slept
that.
There.
I did.
See, so what's the difference between penetration and sleeping on the couch
yeah,
at that point?
You're literally
you
saying,
might as well just stick your dick inside.
You're literally
about a pound of cat hair all over that fucking place.
Which is just beat your meat, Chris.
Like you literally said you would never date her because of it. But you stayed
I was
there.
There.
But you stayed there.
You, what, did you want me to go get a fucking hotel? I
yeah.
guess I could.
Right, if it was enough. That dirty.
I guess.
So, if you stay there, that's, like, you have a point. Like,
yeah,
Sierra, if
but,
he's staying, you might as well just.
I don't want to get too vulgar here. It was an indicator of things to come.
Oh. Okay.
That was the most polite way to put that possible.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
There was,
so
like,
you were, like,
you were worried
I'm cool.
about, like,
I'm cool.
a sushi bar.
I'm cool.
Basically.
Yeah.
What did you say?
That was vulgar.
What?
I would
what
never.
I think that that's.
Oh, Jesus, hold on. Oh, man, I'm
too
calling
much?
On him. Ugh. That was funny. That never crossed my mind.
I think that's fair.
It definitely didn't cross their mind.
I mean, I think that that's fair. If your place is disgusting.
That's actually fair.
I went fair. On a rant.
I feel like men especially, like you go to a man's house. I feel like in my experience, like I'll go to a guy's place. Things look okay, they look put together.
Yeah.
And then you walk into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's like
yeah.
so fucking scary in
it's
there.
Scary.
Like,
it's
literally
fucking
like
scary.
You've never like cleaned a pube. Like there's dust everywhere. Clearly this bathroom
no,
the toilet has not been like
the toilet has crossed
touched in like
yeah.
since you moved in. Like
no.
What is like do I what
like, I remember being on the fence with a guy. Went over to his house. He had a couple of roommates. This was like, I was like 21, 22. Go into his room. His room's messy, whatever, shit's everywhere. I go into the bathroom. Dun, dun, dun,
it's,
dun.
It's scary. It's literally scary.
Insane. And I never stopped. I was like, I'm actually not on the fence.
I'm done.
Like,
I'm out.
I'm done. This is crazy.
For those reasons, I'm out.
Like, literally shit on the toilet seat. And I'm like, you sit your ass on that.
What kind, like, what, like, stains on the toilet seat?
Literally, like.
When you say
even, like, piss. Fresh piss. But he wasn't even home. So I was, like, so confused. I was there, like, he was on the way, da-da-da-da. And, like, there's pee on the toilet. I'm just like, so you didn't even think to get that off before you left? You just kind of, like, let it sit there. I was like, that's insane.
I'm wondering if they just don't even realize. Like, are you guys just so different from us that you don't see it? Like,
but here's the thing. I also hate cleaning a bathroom, even my own bathroom. I hate cleaning it. It's but I will put on gloves, whatever, and I'm touching things, like, but I'm still wiping that fucking shit down. Microban all over that toilet seat.
What?
It's like a disinfectant.
Oh, okay.
Really good for killing bacteria.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If anybody, like.
I'm like an old school comic girl.
powder?
I respect
with
that.
Bleach?
Yeah. I respect that. There's
with
a
bleach?
Lot of prep work that goes in.
Yeah, you like, I will, like, get it going. I make a little paste with it starting in the sink, and then I'll take that sponge and I'll comet everything.
That's like Amish cleaning right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's just old school. It's
like
real,
that.
I feel like it's a little Caribbean.
I was always
but,
more of like an Ajax girl.
But Ajax and Comet are not the same?
They're the same. You bet. Oh, just brands.
Brands.
Yeah. But Microban is proven to be
a is it
really
a spray?
Good disinfectant. Yeah, it's a spray.
Okay, I'll try it.
Gotta let it sit, and it, yeah.
I mean, I'm going home to clean a toilet.
Yeah.
Because my mom's coming first thing in the morning, so.
Yeah. Well, girl, get in there. So, yeah. So, okay, the first card.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
for
thanks,
your...
Chris, for that input. So we're going to dump everyone.
Okay, and now we're playing Truth or Drink.
Now we're playing List 3. This is CP time. List 3 things.
I'm already nervous because I feel like
this is fun.
The last time was not a strong showing for me. And I'm really coming here for redemption. Like, I'm locked in. I feel like last time was... Well, you know what? part of me is like, I am still black. I don't have to prove it. I'm here for like, I'm here to prove myself today is what I'll say. So
you
like,
really just had one card that was a little rogue last time, the Martin card. But hey, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm
now,
locked.
First card. Where is it?
Oh boy.
She's like looking to set me up already.
Oh, it's in front.
Yeah, no,
oh,
you're gonna set
in front.
Okay. First card. Mm-hmm. Now be very careful. Okay, be very, very.
I'm gonna list.
Be very, very careful. I dropped the cards.
Are you lit?
Maybe a little
she's
bit.
Definitely
she's
definitely lit.
She, yeah, she's an actor real special.
Wait a minute now. Now I didn't rearrange the cards. Okay, words. Be careful.
You're
words.
Making me crack up, Sierra.
Just be focused. Stay focused, though. Words that rhyme with black.
Tact.
Okay. One.
How many do I need?
Three. You need three.
Sack. Flat.
Okay, good. That's really black. Good. I'm glad.
Don't give me no flack.
Right. Totally. I get that. Uh-huh.
Tact is borderline for me. There's that T.
As long as she didn't say
you're
crack.
Right, Chris.
Yo, touche. That was the best possible response.
As long as she didn't say crack, we're good. Okay. Now, some of my cards turn and some of my cards aren't.
Well, how did that happen? See?
You tell
God.
Me.
Just the power
you tell
of God.
Me. Okay. All right. List three.
I have to list three again.
Black reality TV stars.
New
and
York.
Don't name yourself.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
NeNe Leakes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And let's go with like, I'm trying to think of something like old, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like Tammy Roman.
Oh, not Bonnet Chronicles, Tammy. Okay, that's
I kind of miss them. Is she still doing those?
I have no idea. Okay, you want to go next?
No, I'm honestly still here. I feel like I'm on a roll, like don't stop me now type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm going to keep you on a roll too. Okay. Things that cause a fight at a cookout.
If you bring ridiculous potato salad.
Okay. Okay.
Basically, like, don't be bringing, like, your meal, what your contribution is important. Don't be bringing something under-seasoned to the cookout.
Okay. We gonna lump that in with the potato salad, because, you know.
Oh, do I have to name three?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at my boyfriend.
Okay, that's kind of different. Okay.
Well, I just listened to this true crime episode this morning about these two girls that got into a fight at a cookout. They did not know each other, and they ended up both leaving, and then one shot the other, and that was it.
Okay.
So don't do that at a cookout, then. that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
If you play bad music.
Okay, that's a good one. No, give me one more.
If you don't know how to play spades.
Okay, that's what I was looking for right there. That's good.
Is that what you're looking for?
I was looking for spades. I was like, you can't fuck up and come to the spades table and not know
you
how
know
to play.
You know how to play spades?
I actually don't know how to play spades. Oh,
I
but
don't
that's
think
why
you do know how to play spades.
You would
spades.
Never see me at the spades table, ever. So it's okay.
I know how to play spades, and I'm always at the table. But the thing is, you have to learn other... Everyone has, like, different...
There's no...
There's so many rules to spades. Like, yeah. Everyone has their own family rules, so you have to make sure when you're sitting at the table,
there's
you understand.
There's no sit-down. There's no sit-down, and somebody teaches you.
Oh,
you almost,
hell no. You just have to pretend you know all their rules.
It's osmosis.
Correct.
You gotta learn through osmosis.
And hopefully you have a good partner.
Yeah. Okay.
In Let's my see. Cookouts growing up, it wasn't spades, though. It was Domino's, because we're Caribbean.
What was the main meal? That y'all were cooking there?
Like, it would still be, there was always rice and peas as a side versus, like, potato salad. So it'd be, like, barbecue chicken, jerk chicken type mm-hmm. things, or, like, jerk salmon, something like that.
Yeah.
Rice and peas, usually, like, corn on the grill.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah, we fried catfish. Let me tell you, man, I miss some fried catfish.
I actually, ordered fried catfish like 2 nights ago.
Wow, how was it?
It hit.
Where
were you? In Brooklyn.
From? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So like we
That's
have
different.
More
yeah,
food
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
I would like to have like some roti or something.
Oh,
know.
I had good doubles the other day. But like the West Indian food game in Brooklyn really
yeah,
does change things for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm winning.
You're winning.
Yeah. No, I'm up. I'm up.
I'm just up. Finish up. Okay. Now, members, list three members, Cash Money Records, past or present.
Cash Money is like Cash Money Baby. Well, wasn't Lil Wayne part of like
YMCMB?
Yeah. So anyone in that song, fuck every girl in the world. So
or Bedrock.
Okay, so them.
Name them.
Well, wasn't Name Lil 'em. Wayne once part of it?
He. Yeah, it's his record.
Okay, okay, so who is he or is Birdman?
Okay. Is Birdman part of YMCMB? Probably.
Well, what's like Lil Wayne is always like always was always with someone at first, remember?
No. Just name the three of them.
Okay, Lil Wayne, I'm going with Birdman, and I'm going with Cash Money Records.
You're going with Cash Money Records?
No. I'm like
Cash. You can't name Wayne as part of them.
I can't?
No.
Since Mm-mm. when?
No, you can't.
First off, are there, like, options?
Is no, there's no options.
Multiple choice? Are you sure?
There's no multiple choice.
May I read the card?
No, not
I got the answers pulled up. Some of these surprised me.
Wait.
I'm not going to read them. I'm going to confirm.
I really feel like I can make your bed rock.
Yeah, sing it.
She got the good. She Michael Jackson bad.
And I'm attracted to her with her attractive ass. We like to kill time.
No, because we kill time. I knock her lights out. And she still... Okay, gonna. No, gutta. I'm gonna. Is that what he says?
Gutta, yeah.
Don't see me with her. No Stevie Wonder. Okay, so that's three.
Wow, I know that song through and through, but you're...
I'm fucking it up for you?
No, I'm like, I can't hear it in my head. Okay, so you said Birdman, gutta.
Lil Wayne.
You cannot say, give me a fourth then.
I don't know.
Was Nicki Minaj ever a part of Young Money, Cash Money?
No.
She didn't make a feature on that.
And yeah, she's on that.
She doesn't come up, but Drake does. So who does. Comes that's out? Drake why, is, that's why yeah. I was... Surprise. Drake? Like, he was borderline for me.
But
I
Drake and Lil Wayne, right? Drake and Lil Wayne kind of came. That's how Drake, like, made his first
album. So what's the real answer then?
It just says list three. There's no answer.
J Mills, Khaled comes up, Glasses Malone comes up, Tyga comes up.
Tyga.
Lil Twist, Corey Guns, Mac Main.
Not
Mac
Main. You said who? You said
Corey. I just named five.
What was the Guns one?
Corey Guns.
Who's Corey Guns? Not Peter Guns.
Exactly. That's the
point. Not Peter Guns.
Okay. Okay. I still count that as a win.
All right. Here's a little. I still count that as a win.
Okay. I think she got that.
Historically.
And he's white.
Black fraternities.
Alphas.
Okay.
Kappas.
I bet Kappa.
I didn't grow up with fraternities, so this is gonna be problematic. Okay. But I know it's not Deltas, but Deltas black. Yeah, AKAs are black.
They're sororities, yeah. don't like head nod me to like.
So Delta, Alpha, and I don't know where the men.
Delta
that do-
is not. A
oh no,
Delta
is a man, a woman. Sorry. So yeah. Alpha are men, and they're black.
I'm like, are you talking about like?
No,
is it Kappa Alpha?
Oh,
I think it's Kappa Alpha.
Okay, I don't know the answer to this.
Okay,
it's best for me to just say this.
So, just Kappa, any two or three?
Well,
I know, but sororities was one of my other ones. So you
I
got
know
two of
that
those.
Deltas and AKAs are black sororities.
Okay,
I've been told many times that I would be an AKA. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I just want to put that on record.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you don't really like your mom doesn't have any lineage of sororities.
None. Okay. Not and my dad went to college out of the States.
Yeah, he's Caribbean.
So, and I went to like a liberal yeah. arts school that had none of that.
Okay.
One of my best friends is a Delta.
Mm-hmm.
I know that and I just know that I would be an AKA is what they tell me.
I know, they told me I'd be a Delta. My grandmother is a Delta, so it is in our family. I think Zeta is like a third one for sororities.
Yep. Kappa counted, by the way. I looked it up. I thought so and I looked
Chris
it up.
Chris is on my side tonight.
But sororities, Zeta for sorority.
Kappa was the only one I knew.
Kappa for a fraternity.
Yeah. Yeah, fraternity. Kappa but Alpha Psi.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking is Kappa Alpha Psi, not just Alpha. There's not.
No, there's an Alpha Kappa Alpha also.
That's a sorority, AKA.
It might, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Fraternities. Are you okay? Yeah.
That drink really hurts me. It doesn't go well. It doesn't go down.
Just stop. It's okay.
I know. I just.
Yeah, just drink your cider.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, black fraternity. So you said Kappa. Omega Psi Phi is one of them.
Omega Psi Phi?
Omega Psi Phi.
Correct.
You don't know Omega Psi Phi?
Hell no. That
founded on November 17, 1911 at Howard University. This organization is based on four principles: manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift.
Yeah. My grandfather, Omega Psi Phi.
Shout out.
Dude, it's like a cult, but respectfully.
Respectfully.
And I think there's like an iota something for a fraternity.
Yes. Iota Phi Theta.
Okay, well, maybe we should have asked Sierra that question.
Yeah, you killed that.
Only because my grandparents were in fraternities and sororities. Okay.
My characters were from working.
Or what?
Yo.
What'd you say?
Yo, she said I had enough of your bullshit.
What'd she say?
She said my parents were working.
My grandparents?
No, it was really just a joke. Please continue.
Characters from The Cosby Show.
Okay, it's been a long time, because do we even, like, count that as ours? But Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Theo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mom and Dad. Whatever their names were. What are the Cosby's last names?
But what's their
the
name?
Huxtables. Mr. and Mrs. Huxtables.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can see her face. Like, Lisa Bonet, what was her character? Lisa? No, that's her name. No, I just said her name. I mean, that was three. No?
No. You said Mr. and Mrs. Huxtable.
That's so that's four.
I can't. So that's Claire and Cliff Huxtable.
That's four.
No, Claire and Cliff Huxtable. Rudy, Theo.
What was Lisa's name?
Vanessa Huxtable.
Oh, Vanessa's the girl who I can see in my eyes.
But Vanessa's, that's not Lisa Bonet's
But that's
character.
Not Lisa, yeah.
Claire, Cliff, Rudy, Theo, Vanessa, and...
I mean, when's the last time you watched the Hux, like, the Cosby Show?
Probably within the last year, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the Cosby Show over 10 years, at least.
What's Lisa Bonet's character?
Oh, geez. Denise.
Denise.
Yeah, that's not really like a...
Yes. That was, Okay. Now, we'll do two more.
This is for Cyril.
I'm gonna close you out on a good note. Black shows from the 90s.
Fresh Prince.
Okay.
I feel like Girlfriends was like maybe very end of the 90s, if not early 2000s.
I think early 2000s.
Okay, so we don't want to count that for me.
Mm-mm.
Martin.
Good. Yeah, let's go, girl. Come on, it's got a comeback.
Living Single, the Jamie Foxx
show.
Let's go.
Different Worlds.
Was
Cosby Show.
I feel like the Jeffersons was like the 80s, no?
Yeah. But we were watching that, and then was it then? It could have been the 90s. I don't know.
Okay, so I did that.
Yeah, you did that. You got that.
Thank you so much.
Ways to Cook Chicken. See? I'm good to you.
I almost feel like no one's going to respect me after this because it feels like you were giving me layups in a way, and I don't really want that.
Well, I did that with the fraternities, and you fucking, you weren't happy about that. You're talking about my parents were working. Okay, so
all right. I'm just saying, like, I would like
couldn't name black sororities and fraternities.
I would like some respect on my name. Is all
hurt.
I'm saying.
Got your feelings hurt and shit. So next game, I closed you out. Ways to Cook Chicken. List three. Name
350 in the oven because that's what we do.
Okay,
you can grill it. You can fry it. You can do anything with chicken. You can braise it. Brown stew chicken. You can jerk it. You can smoke it.
That face was like
because her mind's in the gutter. Like, it's funny. That's why she reacts to the things I say, because I say it like it's normal, but she's just thinking sex, sex, sex.
But is jerking it really like a way to cook it, or is that just a seasoning?
Well, usually like where jerk was originated, it was like smoked and put over like a certain type of wood and all of that. So I think for those reasons, yeah, jerk chicken is a style of cooking.
Mm.
Can you jerk
any other type of meat?
Yeah, you can jerk anything. Jerk here, jerk there.
So you can jerk salmon?
Yeah, you can drink whatever you want, sweetie.
All right, my turn.
All right. Okay, Sierra, when are black folks most likely to change their voice? Now, there are prompts for this, so you get a little bit of an easier time than I did.
Oh, damn. My. Damn. Boo fucking
because
who?
Because my parents are working.
You said bring both games, so what did I do? Bring them both.
Okay, so A, when a bill collector calls, B, at work, C, in front of white folks, D, at church.
A, B, and C.
See, to me, I was going to say, I don't go to church, but I was going to say A, B, C, D. No? You don't change your voice at church?
No.
When's the last time you've been to church?
I mean, but why would you need to change your voice at church?
I don't know. I just feel like
well,
if you're going to a black church, you want to change your voice?
No.
Even to meet people, I feel like even when I meet people, I change my voice a little bit. I try to sound a little nicer.
Definitely A, B, and C, though.
All right.
At work, definitely.
Well, the best part about these cards is that majority wins. So I'm going to give it to you, but it's not because you did anything correctly.
Hmm.
This one, I do expect a certain answer.
Okay.
What's the nickname your mother gives your significant other? A, your little boyfriend.
That one right there. I actually don't need to know any other options. I don't need to hear any other options because that's what the fuck it is. That is what the fuck it is. I don't need to hear any other options. It's answer A right then, right there. That shit's crazy.
Okay, B, your little friend.
Oh, your little friend.
My mom
boyfriend.
Wouldn't even say boyfriend, but okay. C, that fast-tailed heifer.
Mm.
Or D, what's his her name?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Honestly, my mom is more of like your little friend.
Okay.
Boyfriend.
The word boyfriend doesn't even happen.
It's too much. I will say my papa, he would, from the time that I could like read and write, he would always be like, "Where's Flugie?" And I was like, "Oh, who's Flugie?"
That's just a name he made for your friends?
Like, "I know you got a Flugie back in Georgia."
Flugie.
Flugie is like a. No, I actually don't know how to even spell it. Flugie is like a little, like someone fast, you know?
Flugie.
He would always be like, "How's Flugie?" And I would be like, "Papa, who's Flugie?"
I'm going to keep that.
Flugie, yeah. So Flugie's just like someone, you know, that you're like maybe fooling around with, but like, you know, he's just.
This episode's called Are We Flugies?
Are you Flugie? But Flugie, I think for a girl, is like a little slut.
Even better.
Like a floozy.
A floozy, yeah.
Yeah.
But we just add the G as black people?
But he always would say to me, Flugie. So
G for
I,
guy.
Well,
all
right. He was, actually, it was interchangeable.
Chris is trying
floozy
to get his black card tonight is all I'm saying.
You know what's funny? I almost was like, for a tattoo idea when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, I should get like, where's Flugie on my fucking arm or something. And then I realized, I'm like, all this time, Papa's been asking me, where's my little boyfriend at? In like an inconspicuous way that I just didn't really compute.
He's trying to see like who you're hanging out with, right?
Yeah, but I was like 10, 9, 8.
He was asking you that early?
It was like in a jokey banter type of way.
Okay. All right. So what's your answer then? Your mom saying your little friend?
Little friend, yeah.
I don't know your mom enough to know. I don't feel like my parents said like little friend type of. They honestly probably wouldn't have even asked.
You know what is funny? I feel like when people get of a certain age, like boyfriend becomes too.
I feel like at this point, I shouldn't have a boyfriend. Like,
boyfriend's too juvenile to use. And so they're just like, this is my friend.
But I think
like,
that
when
that's worse.
My mom introduces like me to her friend. I'm like, that's your fucking boyfriend. And like, you're saying little friend.
Like when she's it's of a certain age so that she's not going to just call him like. Like, your mom is a grown-ass woman. Like, is she really going
to
call?
Yeah, I don't think that you're truly ever too old to have a boyfriend.
I do.
But at the same time,
I do.
The term boyfriend does kind of come across as kind of juvenile. So
I don't, like, I feel like if I'm dating a grown man, which God, for, like, please allow it to be, but.
No, put that, wait a minute, let's take a moment.
Just
speak
a
on
quick
that.
Prayer.
Speak on that.
Because
speak
I
on that.
Don't,
speak
I'm
on that.
So tired of dating children, like. These men are children, and that's what's out there is what I'm finding myself being exposed to, and I am tired of that. Like, there's someone that's, like, in he's
okay. Get your words right. We will be right here.
There's someone that is definitely trying to like insert himself in my life in a way, but he will, when he's like feeling neglected or like he's not getting enough attention from me, or he feels like he's making all the effort, which he absolutely is, because I'm really not sure about him.
See how quick.
No, like, I'm sorry. I'm not to be on my, not to be rude and be on my phone, but I knew that part was coming. She was going to be like, and he is absolutely doing everything. No,
like, I am not reaching out one bit, because I'm like, you're the one that decided that you want this. So like, basically, it's not prove it, but it's like, until you, it's almost like what we talked about a few episodes ago. Like, until you make me think that your personality is worth it, like, I'm going to just like sit back and like let it rock type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
But how long we've been sitting back and letting it rock?
It's been a few weeks. It's nothing crazy. Okay. Like, I feel like we met a few weeks, maybe like a month ago. And then he gets in his feelings when he, like, when I'm not hitting him up, when I'm not reaching out to him, and then he'll be, like, he'll say something crazy to me, like, I don't want to open the text, but, like, he'll say something that's, like, for a reaction, and I'm like, you're a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't have time for
these
games.
It's passive-aggressive.
It is passive-aggressive. Yeah. Like, well, like, oh, you don't want to talk to me? And I'm just like, if you have something to say, say it. If not, not. Because I actually have nothing to say to you, because I'm not even really sure about you yet.
That feels good to get it off your chest, doesn't it?
No, I said this to him, too. Like, this is nothing new.
Oh, well, just to express it also in an outside situation.
I mean, yeah, like, to me, this is just what it is. But I don't feel like that's, like, what you're a child. You're still functioning.
No, look, don't I know it.
As a 30-something-year-old man, but you're functioning as a child.
Look, y'all are stunted. Okay, you hear that? You hear what I'm saying to you, Chris?
I knew it was coming from
you. Yeah, y'all are stunted. And this is when we segue into shitting on men.
Because it's like, at that point, if you want to talk to me, just talk to me. Don't come for me like with some sort of conflict because you're not getting the attention you want.
Yeah, you fucking say that to him.
No, I did. I've already bucked up to him, but I'm just saying, like, is that...
And what did he say?
Well, okay, honestly, if we can talk about it, but like...
Sarah's got her sleeves rolled up. She's ready to fuck him up.
My arm's looking kind of buff, actually, not gonna lie. I'm like, I'm looking a little jacked over here.
Oh, you do? Do it again.
Actually, just, I do have strong looking arms sometimes.
They look nice.
It's my mom.
Okay, let me just tell you, I had a really bad day on Sunday. Now I'm ready to talk about it. I've been drinking.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. The game is paused.
I was like, damn.
The game has been paused. The game has been paused because now I'm ready to talk about this. So let me tell you.
Pause the game.
Yeah, but we can come back. We can come back to it. So on Sunday, he's like, first off, what are you doing isn't even like a real thing. And he, like, the WYD.
Did he? That was literally my next fucking question.
I knew you were about to ask. That's why I'm like, let me just tell you now.
My head turned. I said WYD or yeah. What are you doing spelled no. out, typed out.
What are you doing?
Why y'all can't even type out what are you doing?
Let me tell you about this guy, actually. Let me talk. I already texted him before I got here, and I was like, I'm about to talk about you today because I knew that this was going to happen. So he already sent me the definition of defamation, too. So, like, sue me. But here we are.
Libel? How do you say it?
Libel?
Libel. Mm. It looks like libel.
I've never heard libel, but that's something, see?
Libel.
So he...
Libel.
So Sunday morning, I had a lot of work to do. Like, I wasn't about to enjoy my Sunday. I knew I had shit to do. He knew that. He was texting me at that point. I think we were about, like, on week two of the good morning text. I was getting them every morning.
Okay.
I would respond, and I would literally just say good morning back. I wasn't like, how's your day? How you doing? Type of thing. I was just like, good morning back to you, basically. So I already had the good morning chat. He knew what I was doing that day, which was working. Okay, so I get the WYD at around 7:30 at night after I just worked all day, which is fine. Like, I'm not looking to speak to you when I'm working. Fine. But I told him I was walking my dogs, which is what I was doing. He goes, how come you never hit me?
Like.
That was the response to walking my dogs.
Like, how come I never hit you?
Like, hit me up.
Hit you up. But, like, say that. What are we doing here?
And then he followed up with, you don't like me like that?
No, sir.
So.
We don't yet.
So, and I've, like, we've been talking about that. I don't even know if I like him like that. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
It takes time for me. Like, it needs to grow.
Yeah, slow burn.
And okay. I've, like, been, like, it's not, like, this
no,
is
nothing
not.
New.
This is nothing new. This has been discussed. So, I was Well, listen, period's here. I'm in my, I am ready. I was like ready to fight that night.
Okay.
So I responded saying, why do you come at me like that? He didn't respond back to that. So I responded again and I said, let me see how long I waited.
Next question.
7:37, I said, why do you come at me like that? I waited till 7:51.
Oh, that's
Wait a minute.
Is that too long or is that too little?
Too little. I'm still trying to formulate a response.
He's saying I responded too quickly. I double texted too quickly.
Okay, wait. So you he sent that at 7:31?
He said, how come you never hit me? That was at 7:36. You don't like me like that? Question mark. I said at 7:37, why do you come at me like that? No response. I waited 20 minutes and I said, am I talking to myself?
I don't get it. Sorry. He's saying.
This is making a better note.
Sorry. We've been drinking.
I know. It's okay. Tell me what you need me to break down for
so
you.
So you said, am I. Did you say, am I talking to myself, or did he say that?
No, I said that.
You said, why do you come at me like that?
Correct.
Okay. So say it all again.
From the top.
From the top.
Okay. What are you doing? I'll be a man. What are you doing?
Okay.
Walking my dogs. How come you never hit me? You don't like me like that?
Okay. What time did he say that?
7:36.
Okay. And okay, you go?
I said, why do you come at me like that at 7:37?
Oh, you said, why do you come at me like that? Okay, 7:37. Okay.
Got it. No response.
No response.
Got it? I waited till 7:51 and
And you said, am I talking to myself? I got it.
Okay, good. There we go. And then he responded to say, first he said, are you having a good Sunday? Question mark. And then he goes, I get jealous. Sorry.
He said, I get jealous?
Yeah. And I said, I responded, we had had a FaceTime the night before, and I had told him that I don't really think, like, I was like, clearly you have some past trauma that is affecting you, because, like, there's, like, some level of, like, distrust, or, like, you are always feeling like
this
some...
is a lot of analyzation for someone that you don't know.
I don't even know if I know that I like him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, but regardless of, like, what you've had in your past, don't come for me like that, because you don't know me. Like, that's an attack on my character, and I'm really not, like, playing games with you like that, so cut it out. Mm-hmm. Like, don't come at me like that, because there's no reason.
You know what I would have done? I would have sent him Nick Jonas, Jealous.
And we don't listen to music on the same streaming app, so it doesn't work like that for us.
Oh, he's an Apple user?
Correct. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, he can listen to music however he damn well pleases, right. But like I can't send him shit and vice versa. So I couldn't.
I mean, you could. He can pull it up in Apple Music.
Yes, Sierra.
Yeah. Sorry. I dive into both. I do both.
Okay.
Okay, so what was the common ground that y'all were able to get
to? So then, I said I tried to tell you yesterday, but that shit isn't cute. Please just stop or don't text me. It's not funny.
Okay, so y'all are fighting. Y'all are fighting.
You know, I think we had our first fight. Like, this is a fight.
Y'all are never speaking again.
This back, like the surprised emoji, what did I do? And I said, I don't know if it's a game or what it is, but you're always starting shit for no reason at all. Like, I'm over here minding my business, and then you coming at me with some bullshit, and I don't like it. He said, I'm on your team.
Y'all need to be voice noting.
No evidence.
See, I think some things are getting misconstrued. Y'all need to be voice noting or talking on the phone.
Well, yeah. So he said, I'm on your team. What the fuck? And I said, then act like it. What the fuck?
Oh,
so then we got on the phone.
You guys might be in love, actually.
Here's the other thing. Maya likes to fight. I feel like Maya likes an argument. She likes a little tussle.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't.
It can't be too easy. Like, yeah. It can't be too easy. She wants to at least argue about something. She wants some type of argument. Yep. Like, that's what turns her on. Like,
it's
that's
not a turn
sick.
On. It's
she
not.
She loves that toxic semi shit.
Okay.
You just want
to,
like.
Literally, it's just funny that you're saying that, because what I was trying to get to was that last night we were talking and he was like, I think you like the fight. Like, I think you're a little bit toxic. And
not toxic, but you like a little you need an argument. I feel like that's how you talk to guys, though. Sometimes is you start a little argument.
Or I feel
you
like you're talking about that bouncer from the one time that I was fighting with outside, and that's where we're getting this from.
No, that was, I forgot about that time. Actually, that is true.
But I didn't like him.
No, but I think it's like a flirting thing that like you are going to be the opposition. Like,
oh, for sure. I'm just not going to agree with what you say and like act like it's cute.
Yeah, but it could be the simplest of things. Like, you need, come on, it's fine. You need a little spice. You need a little oomph.
Do want oomph, but I also don't want to be like walking my dogs and mind my business and people be like, you don't like me like that? What the fuck? You don't talk to me? Like what? We're not even.
So what did
you're
you
not
say
even
after,
my man.
So what did he say after what did you say after he said that?
We got on the phone.
We completely forgot about our game.
No, the game's not over. But we got on the phone and we talked about it. And I feel like he heard me.
Yeah, she just needed a little fight.
No, but like, I mean, since then, good morning texts are gone.
No, because he realized the play. He was like, the play is a fight.
Good morning texts are gone.
He's like, oh, I got to beat this bitch up. Got it.
Why didn't you hit me?
No. Why did you hit me? It's funny.
He said, I gotta beat this bitch up. Listen, I ain't finna text her.
No, I mean, yeah, we're doing all right.
My brother is still around. He's still around.
He's hanging on. He's hanging on for dear life. He's trying. He said we're gonna FaceTime tonight. We'll chat later, and I'll tell him all about this.
Oh
and
man, that is wait, fucking funny.
So he sent you the definition of defamation.
So
that's my favorite part.
So
of
on top, slander. On top of Rival. All of this, like we were texting this afternoon, and not this morning, just to be clear. And
that was
I said I'm on my way. Like he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to record the podcast. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and I was like, I'm going to talk about you. And he said, like, stop it or something. I'm trying to find it now. I'm too high up. He said, you better stop. And I just said, ha,
y'all
ha, ha,
look
ha.
Like y'all acting like y'all finna tussle. Like there's a tussle. Honestly, somebody looks the wrong way, like a certain way. Y'all are scrapping on the floor, and then it turns into sex. That's what that is. I feel like I see it. And it's fine.
I don't know. We're not there yet.
Look,
nope.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like when a guy is nice to me and he, like, talks back to me, I'm like, first of all, how dare you? Second of all, that was hot. Third, I get a little confused because I'm like, do I let you know that I like it? Or do I, like, nip this shit in the bud right here and there? Or do I, you know, just let it fly and listen to you. Like, I don't know which person to be in that situation.
I hear that too.
Because I do kind of like, you know, you got some bass in your voice. And I'm like,
like, okay, I'm a little yappy. I can't be with someone that lets me walk all over them. Like,
no,
I need someone to stand up to me because I could and will walk over you.
Oh my God,
I'll
fucking.
Like, if you let me, I will.
If you let me, I don't even know if I will to a certain extent, but at that point, it's just not, like, it's giving.
It's, I'm not attracted to you even. Like, if you're not gonna.
Scoliosis, no backbone.
Yeah, and I don't want that life.
I don't need that.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, like, someone has to be able to give what I give type of thing, but also, I don't want. Here's the thing. I have been.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I just like consistency.
I feel like I've been sweet as pie to this man for the most part. Like, he knows my personality, like, who I really am.
To this man? Yeah. That you just read our text message? To this man?
Yeah, well, I mean, Sunday was a moment where I was like, I need to either course correct or move on. I was like, you're going to either be, like, I saw on the phone, I was like, you're going to get blocked or going to move through this. Like, it's one or the other. Because I will block you and never think about you again.
Didn't she just say she was being sweet as pie to this man?
But that was beforehand. So I'm like,
if I'm
being sweet to you, why are you accusing me of not, like, hitting you like that?
I'm sorry. No, you're right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why are we fighting about this when I actually am responding to your texts daily? Okay. I'm answering your FaceTimes.
Oh, y'all are FaceTiming already.
Yes.
So y'all could have just fucking put all that You know what, actually, I saw today, this girl was like, me and my boyfriend fight. When we fight via text, it gets corporate.
I've seen it, and I love it.
I love it.
And then he asked her what she wants for dinner.
Because they're arguing about, like, getting their nails done. He was like, so you mean to tell me that you went and got your nails done, and you, like, who plans to pay for these, you know, this activity that you're doing or whatever? And I was like, honestly, fighting in corporate language? Kind of fucking hot.
I kind of think that's how I fight anyway.
To whom this may concern.
That's how I am, because I dissociate, which is not good for most relationships, is what I'm told.
You dissociate.
Like, I can be so cold almost, because I'm just like, let's just get through the fight type of thing. Yeah. It's like less emotional. It's more like,
yeah.
And that's not, it's not generally received well.
Yeah, I go ice cold, so. I get it. That's not received well either.
I know.
Yeah. But look, like, I get icy because, you know, sometimes I really am like, does this warrant a response? Does this?
Well, I feel like that's the thing. I think
it's definitely a defense mechanism.
When you are ready to respond, it's almost like you may already be too deep in it. Like, I was like, why?
Oh my God. Let's be very clear. 8 times out of 10, when I've gone full ice, I've overextended my iciness to the point where I'm like, damn, how do I come back from this?
Correct.
How do I recover? So then it's that much harder to, you know, kind of get out of it. Then I just got to stick with it. And one thing I'm not a fucking quitter.
Hell yeah.
So
you might as well just tape it out.
So we're going to keep going. And that's on toxicity, y'all. and that's on fucking toxicity, okay?
No, because like once you.
You're fucking around with me and I'm fucking with you.
When you take your assignment, you stick with it.
No, yeah. Oh, a bitch is going to quit?
No, I'm
never been a quitter. I didn't quit piano. I didn't quit Girl Scouts. I didn't quit fucking high school. I'm not a quitter.
I do think, even though we
no, somebody send help, y'all.
I know it's the alcohol, and I'm so sorry.
We are not right.
However, I do think we have to rap.
No, we're not right. This shit ain't right. No, yeah, damn. No. We sit here and just yapped our asses off. All right, let's do a closing note.
Okay, do you want, like, one?
Well, we didn't even finish our fucking game.
I had to get that out. Like, I had to talk to somebody about it.
All right, let's ask me a few more so we can see how.
Okay, this is just about your taste, so there's no right answer.
There's just my taste.
Okay. Yeah, so who are your top 3 rappers of all times? Ready? Wait, you don't know. There are options. Biggie, Tupac, Jay-Z. B, Wayne, Eminem, Drake. C, Rakim, Slick Rick, Chuck D. D. Who's Dylon?
How you have this many options?
Who is
the Chappelle skit?
Oh, Dylon. Yeah. That's from the Chappelle Show. Yeah, I never watched that.
What was B?
Wayne, Eminem, Drake. I can't.
No, I'm not gonna put Drake in there.
I'm not putting Eminem in there. Eminem's an angry man.
He'd been hurt before.
But, like, hurt by who? Because they hurt him bad.
He didn't have it easy, though. He didn't grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth.
They hurt him bad, though. Like, he's hurt. He's a hurt puppy. I feel like he needs some help.
Yeah, like, what's wrong? What's
so what?
That's what art is, though. He's, like, rapping about his experience. Am I crazy?
This is the best episode ever.
No, I'm being for real. Is that? That's not nuts.
No.
That's not nuts.
It's not nuts.
But to be fair, I've been on a Jeezy kick lately. I'm a TRAPSTAR.
You got that.
When I was in Miami,
Miami. No, go ahead.
My friend was at a Jeezy show, so she was like, we should find out.
In Miami?
So then the next day, after she went to the Jeezy show, she was like, you have a blue check. Like, DM Jeezy, see what he's up to this weekend. So I was like, fuck it. I DM Jeezy. He doesn't respond. Surprise.
He read it? He looked at it?
1 week later, Jeezy's in my DMs.
Like, oh, shit.
Responding. And I'm like, delete my message because I'm not in Miami. I wasn't even doing it for me. Like, I don't want Jeezy.
What did he come in the DMs with, though?
It was like, sorry. It was stupid. It was like just seeing this type of
thing. Wow. Okay, speaking of Jeezy.
Is that your man?
Not my man.
But could be.
But I'm trying to bring back Snowman on the t-shirt.
Like, Snowman?
Yeah. Wait, what? love this. She doesn't know. So,
I'm aware of this.
Okay.
Okay. Were you not aware of Jeezy's snowman shirt back in the day?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this might be that. Because I grew up in Atlanta, but, like, our middle school, because I was Googling in middle school it. At the time.
Uh-huh.
All of the guys were, all of the black guys were wearing these large overs. This is back in the day when, like, you wear your jean shorts down to your ankles, like the snowman shirts. Everyone had a snowman shirt.
What does it represent?
He's a snowman.
Like cocaine?
Cocaine.
Like yeah. He does a lot of coke.
Not or he does a lot. It? Yeah, he's. Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, these shirts did get banned, yes.
And so like, is he still a coke dealer?
Probably not.
Or maybe he's laundering his money through his music.
Perhaps.
Maybe that's why they got divorced.
Potentially different ventures, but, you know, who's to say? But I just feel like it was such a nostalgic time of, like, you know, oversized clothing. Like
so would
wearing
you like me to get you one?
Shorts, wearing jorts down to your ankles with the big snowman shirt.
Should our next merch drop be a snowman shirt?
Potentially not. No, no,
that's
no.
That's trademark infringement, I think. He,
that it probably
the
is.
The DEA may come for us.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be looked at by the DEA. Hey, Lord Jesus, please, no.
Lord Jesus, please.
Lord Guys. Jesus, please, no. Y'all, we've been here for a minute. We've been,
I drank this. Okay.
Oh, now we got to go home and shit.
Oh, this get our FaceTimes in. It's going to be a long one. 3 hours, 27 minutes.
Defamation. Oh, damn. Defamation.
That's the next merch. Defamation.
Oh. Guys, we'll see you next week.
Guys, love you so much.
Defamation. The action of damaging the good reputation of someone. Slander or... Sierra, I'll let you read the last word.
Libel.
Hey.
Libel or libel?
Libel.
Libel. Libel? Libel. That doesn't sound right to me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.